Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This evening we celebrate the Epiphany of our Lord, or as some folks call it, the Gentile Christmas. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, the angels announced to Jewish shepherds the good news of great joy. The shepherds went to Bethlehem and saw the baby, and then they spread the good news of the child's birth among the Jews. It was the fulfillment of prophecy of the coming Messiah, who would sit on King David's throne and rule over his kingdom, which would have no end. But if Jesus had only come for the Jews, you and I would remain in our sin, dead in our trespasses and condemned to eternal damnation. So some people call Epiphany the Gentile Christmas because it's the day we hear of the Gentile wise men coming to worship the newborn king, meaning that Jesus came to be our Savior too, not just Jews, but Gentiles as well. He came fulfilling God's promise to Adam in the Garden of Eden of the woman's offspring who would one day crush the serpent's head on Calvary's cross. The word epiphany means the act of appearing or to make manifest. In the church, we use these different terms when speaking of earthly events in the life of Christ, as he is the living and breathing manifestation of God's grace. He is the immeasurable love and mercy of God appearing in the flesh of man. St. Paul writes to his young protege, Timothy, exhorting him not to be ashamed of the gospel testimony of our Lord. He says that it now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Scripture also often uses the metaphor of darkness and light to describe evil versus good. As you know, I often talk about us living in a darkened world, and it's pretty obvious. All you got to do is look around. The darkness becomes more apparent every day. People tell blatant lies and give false testimony on the news, in social media, and even in private conversations. Theft, murder, and all sorts of crime is seemingly running rampant throughout the world. And it's not just the darkness of all those people over there. It's that darkness within us. It's that desire within each one of us to gratify our sinful flesh. Many people go out and sin boldly, right out in broad daylight. But most of us, if you're like me, we prefer to keep our sins in the dark. We want to do them behind other people's backs, behind closed doors. That's where we do our evil deeds. And you know those sins of yours. Examine yourself against the Ten Commandments, and then repent of all those things that you fear, love, and trust in far more greater than you trust in your Lord God. Examine yourself and repent of how you hold grudges against others, how you misrepresent them, mistreat them, and take advantage of them. You and I struggle also with the darkness of unbelief. There are many days that you and I pray just out of rote habit, but we never really expect to get an answer because we really don't believe. You and I doubt that God is really out there watching us, because if we really believe that, would we act the way we do toward others sometimes? So you get the idea. We all live in darkness. Ever since the fall of man in the Garden of Eden, the world has been in darkness. But God promised to send a light to shine into that darkness. And in our Old Testament reading this evening, through his prophet Isaiah, the Lord God not only foretells of a new day that is to dawn for the Jewish people living in exile in Babylon, but he's also foretelling of the coming Messiah, the Christ coming into the world to shine a light. Isaiah writes, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and a thick darkness for the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." Yes, the true light has come, and kings have come to the light, as we heard in our gospel text. Now, on Christmas morning, we heard that Jesus, the incarnate Word, is the light of men, the light that shines in the darkness, and darkness has not overcome it. And then when Jesus was presented at the temple when he was 40 days old, the righteous and devout man named Simeon boldly confessed to all of the Jews in the temple that Jesus was a light for revelation to the Gentiles. And indeed, that's what we hear in tonight's gospel. We hear also of King Herod. Herod was a dark and despicable and evil man. And the verses just after our reading this evening, he condemns all boys in and around the region of Bethlehem, age 2 and under, to be put to death because he wants to kill the Christ child. He has no room to share with another king, although the newborn king is a heavenly king, and he doesn't understand that. But prior to our text, Matthew records, "Behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born the king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.'" It's kind of ironic that Jerusalem is crammed full of religious leaders, and they should have been expecting the birth of the Messiah as prophesied in the Old Testament. But they were completely unaware of the newborn king until Gentile wise men came traveling from the east, led by the power of the Holy Spirit. They came to town seeking the newborn king of the Jews. God had revealed to them that this king had been born, but they didn't know exactly where to find him until these same religious leaders said, "Oh, look here in the prophets. The prophets say the king will be born in Bethlehem." Then they knew the town and they followed the star to find the newborn king. The wise men were schooled in astrology, so they knew that the star that they followed was not just any ordinary star. They were led by a God-given light, led to the perfect light of the world. It led them right to the house where Jesus was. Matthew records, "And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him." God had revealed to these Gentile wise men the true identity of the Christ child, and by faith they followed the light of the star to the light of the world. They came in faith to worship a newborn king, and they brought along their valuable gifts that they had to have purchased at a great price, but they gave those gifts to a priceless, perfect child who would go on to live a perfect life and then purchase all of mankind from death with his precious and innocent blood. Jesus was born into a sinful and broken world, actually, to keep with the metaphor, a darkened and fallen world. And he didn't come to sit on a throne and rule over people like Herod did. He came in flesh and bone as a humble servant, born in a manger, to live a humble life, so that one day he could die a criminal's death. And he came for Jew and Gentile alike. He came for the wise and the not so wise. He came for the wealthy and he came for the poor. Be them blue collar, white collar, no collar, clerical collar. He came for all sinners. And like the wise men, by faith, you too worship the light of the world. Epiphany is all about God appearing in the flesh of man and the living and breathing manifestation of God's grace on earth. And Epiphany is still about God who continues to reveal himself to his people, revealing himself to you this evening in this very place. He reveals himself to you in his words of absolution, forgiving you of all of your sins against God and against your neighbor. He reveals himself in the proclamation of his word and in his body and blood given and shed for you. He is the one and only light to enlighten the Gentiles. He is your light, and he enlightens you so that by faith you live in the light of forgiveness rather than in the darkness of your sin. Through his word and sacrament, Christ is revealed for salvation to all who believe, granting the free gift of forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. And he gives all his gifts unconditionally, without any merit or worthiness on your part. And to that, we return praise and thanksgiving to him. Brothers and sisters in Christ, arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.